get ready, get ready, get ready. Let's go.
What's the story, lads? Listen, today has been, honestly, yeah.
Today has been long,
today,
man.
Today has been a long day.
Today has been long.
We've been in this room for what?
6 hours.
5 hours,
yeah,
now?
5 hours, yeah.
And we're only recording. This is...
Right now. It's 8 o'clock.
Energy crew.
It's quarter to 9,
Energy
bro.
Crew.
Stop, boys, man.
How's everybody doing?
But good, but Tommy, I don't know if you can hear or you can see to the left of me.
What?
We have someone in our presence.
Who's that?
We've got somebody in our presence.
Come on.
Who's this?
On the lady's side.
Who's this?
Supporting the strong black woman.
For our black ladies,
yeah.
Weighing in at 220, that's too big.
Wait, yeah, you're saying she's fat. No, you just call her fat.
This Gwen left.
Weighing in at beauty.
Yeah.
The most beautiful.
Yeah.
Amazing singer.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Fantastic.
Nail designer.
Fantabulous.
Nail tech.
Hi.
This is the famous Lee's Nails.
No, let's call her her name now.
No,
who's her man?
Aurelia. My name's Aurelia.
Yeah, what's it?
My name's Aurelia.
Good road. Yo, Aurelia. Aurelia.
Yes.
Already.
Good road.
Already.
Let's
get to it. Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
Who's her man?
No.
Let's ask her.
Okay. Let's ask her.
What's your name? Just give your name.
Aurelia.
Is it other name?
Soriano. What? Yeah.
Do you have any other names?
No.
Are you a Nigerian, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so you must have a Nigerian name. What's that?
Come on.
You should not let.
For real.
You stood your ground, man.
Real talk. We brought her onto the pod, and do you know what? Today, let's just pray for you. Ladies, pray for her. Aurelia,
I'm so
right
nervous
because you guys have been saying that.
Oh
we,
my god,
like what bashrooming a lot or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're saying we're woman bashing.
I love women.
I'm shaking right now. That's a wild statement.
Absolutely. Facts.
We love women.
Wait, what do you think? Do you think we're like kind of bullies to
yeah.
women? Yeah,
yeah.
Really? Yeah?
No, give us an instance. Go on, give me an instance.
I was hearing so.
Oh no, sorry. I'm not trying to gaslight you. So, wait, no.
Is that meant to be funny?
She's on smoke. She's also
Tommy. I didn't get it.
No, do you know what gaslighting is?
No.
Yeah. No, Tommy.
So wait,
Tommy.
You,
no,
you,
I know what it means.
You
it still
can't.
Wasn't.
You can't slag me when you don't know the meaning of the word. I'm trying to. You.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Let's get back. Let's forget the gas and the light. Yo. What were you
well,
saying?
Well, that went left.
I just think you lot just. I won't say you're misogynistic because you love women.
Don't say that word.
But
whoa.
Don't attach us with that word.
No, I wouldn't say that. But I just say.
Just say what?
I don't know. You love women, but you don't want to confess it.
What? I can confess it right now. I love women.
Why do you bash us left, right, front, and center?
I love women.
I was like, yo, the vim is gone out of your voice, bro.
We don't bash
the vim is gone out of your voice.
Yeah, I don't love men. I love women.
I was seeing someone at TL about you lot, about saying how you tell your wife her makeup is bad.
Oh, the episode last week.
What would you rather? What would you rather?
So give me the options.
Hold on. Okay. You walked out... Bear in mind, this is very hypothetical, right?
Obviously, Baby.
It's very unrealistic.
Mm.
I'm just saying, right? So you walk.
It's ready for you, bro.
You walked up, you took off your veil at the altar, and your makeup is just dead.
How dare you?
Like, it's dead. No,
pretend.
Hold on.
Act.
No, but
it's
no,
dead. It's so dead that when you see.
Act.
Hold on. It's so dead that like you look at the pictures and be like, why didn't you tell me?
No, you pretend to like my makeup.
No. Okay, yeah, we understand. I wouldn't say
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
okay.
say anything at the altar.
What should he tell you? I would.
Don't tell me at all.
Stop messing.
No,
stop
why
messing.
Are you telling me? You're going to ruin
your makeup
my day.
Looks dead, man.
Because I'm gassing myself and I think I'm pretty.
No,
hold on. We're not saying you're not pretty.
I'm speaking,
guys. Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
okay. Sorry,
guys, let's make
sorry,
a rule.
Sorry.
Whenever the woman is speaking,
we
allow it. Don't say the woman.
Respect.
Go on.
Go ahead.
Go on, miss.
Go ahead.
What was
so you again? You don't want to be told at all?
No, don't tell me at all. First of all, my makeup's not going to be dead.
Obviously,
and if I look in the mirror after the makeup artist is done, my makeup, there's no wedding.
there's
no wedding.
Okay, but now I have a real question because this is real now.
Mm-hmm.
So the wedding may be like far-fetched, right? Yeah. But real life, how did these girls mess up like on the birthday?
On the birthday?
Yeah, have you not seen birthday makeup?
Birthday makeup's dead though.
Thank you. Yeah, finally.
But did they not see themselves in the mirror?
See, I think for girls, birthday makeup is paying for them because they look so different to every other day. Do you get me? So it's like that my makeup is saying that today, the 13th of November, is my birthday.
But you don't look good on your birthday.
I know they don't look good, but to them, they're doing it.
Listen, whatever.
45 millimeter lashes.
I love the way you separated yourself to them.
No, oh, yeah.
Yo, before we get into any more, guys, I don't know if you know this is a special day. The reason we have our beautiful sister on today is because today is a special day.
Why?
Wow.
Oh, you guys didn't get the memo.
Today is the 10th episode.
Oh,
this is where we put fireworks. Bah, bah, bah.
No, boo, 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 boo. Are you not excited?
Boo, boo, boo.
Episode 10. Yo, thank you so much to everybody who's been watching us.
Shout out to
them. I really appreciate you, like, from the bottom of my ass. It's actually so sick. We appreciate
you. But sometimes I'm like, why do you want to hear me talk?
Honestly.
Do you know what I mean? It's not like, hear me talk.
Like,
calm,
boy, is that I chat rubbish?
No, no, we know that already. Oh, that's
people understand that.
But that's 100%. Don't worry.
Popping bottles.
You just shook it.
Oh, wait. Do you have a lighter?
No. None of us smoke.
I'm not smoking.
I know. But to be honest, guys, we want to just celebrate with a bit of
wine. What do you mean, wine?
Godly, this is taking long, right?
Yeah, it is. you're not used to this. You only drink juice.
Bro, diluted.
Ready? Somebody say Jay.
Jay.
It's you to say Jay.
Okay, get your bomb ready now for episode 10.
It's ready.
I'm not shaking the gun for me, but I think.
Bro, my laptop is here, bro. You pay for it.
I'll take your drinks now. I'll take a cup.
God bless you.
Take a cup.
You should have bought in a red one. Why did you get a red one?
Red cup. Red cup now. Yo, boys, remember Red Cup in Ireland? Moving on. Let's move on.
Lol.
Boom.
Woo!
Woo! Happy 10th episode.
What do they call it? Driving the boat. Shipping the boat.
Driving the boat.
Let's do that.
What is driving the boat?
What's the significance?
You can't be driving no boat.
Wait, what does it mean?
No.
You can't be driving no boat.
Imagine your man sees you on live YouTube.
That's driving true, actually.
Driving the boat.
Oh, I didn't know that's what it meant.
Hold on, what does driving the boat mean?
We don't
Someone is
that.
pouring water,
champagne in your mouth.
Oh.
Like I didn't understand this disclaimer. Like,
Tommy, you open your
mouth. Nah, don't even use me.
You tilt our head back, and you know the rest.
I don't like this flavor.
What flavor is it?
It's not great.
It's warm.
Nah, this has expired, man. This has expired.
How long was that in the office?
I found it.
This has expired, bro.
Yo, it's thick.
Yeah, this is real alcohol, boys.
Nah, F that.
Pure heaven is falling off badly, boys.
That's probably been in the office for like
that's warm.
Nah, but it's they don't. They
that came out of the kettle, bro.
All of the wine, they're finding the taste. Mm. Oh, not pure heaven.
Real wine.
That's fake. That's juice.
Yeah, I used to carry this around when I was younger, thinking I walk around
take
like
that
this.
Away from me, bro.
Yeah, I'm just happy for aesthetic now.
It's not pleasing.
I hope you guys are enjoying so far.
Yeah.
10th episode, yes.
Yeah. Man. So, what would be your favorite episode so far?
My favorite episode so far. The one with Sammy.
Yeah.
That was funny. I was cracking up. That was hilarious.
Okay.
Didn't know women that take pictures beside the beach. I would.
No. That's a proven fact.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. What if I'm a surfer and I'm just always at the beach?
You're not a surfer.
I said, what if?
What black surfer in Ireland do you know?
I said, what if?
Thank you.
What? So sorry.
You just came from the water.
Okay, let.
But if you take picture beside the sea or beside a river, you just came from there.
Yeah.
You just came from visiting your ancestors.
No, but you lot are making it seem like any woman that takes a picture beside the water.
Specific woman.
Have you taken picture beside the water before?
I actually haven't.
Yeah, that's because you're a child of God.
Yeah, but my friend has before and she's a child of God.
Check your friend.
Are you sure?
check your friend.
My girl just said she has taken beside water.
Check your girl.
Yo, real quick, this is obviously this is what month are we in? September?
Yeah.
So last month we, we give away some money.
That sound like nearly a flop there. I'm not gonna lie to
thank
you.
Thank God for the move. Yes, God is good. Anyways, listen.
Last month we gave away money. This month we're gonna give away money again. Yeah,
thank you.
Get your
thank you so much. God bless you, sir.
I shared it, just saying.
Yeah, so everyone who shared it, appreciate you, everyone who shared us.
Like, you can't be part of it. This one now.
Why?
Because you're picking it out.
Yeah, but if I pick out my name.
Put it back inside.
Okay. So yeah, everyone who shared it, we put your names in the flop dryer. Appreciate you. So what you're going to do now is shake your hand.
Okay.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Do I say the name?
Mm-mm. You pull it out, probably shake your hand, shake the thing now.
Are you sure that's the one you want?
Shake it.
Yeah.
Grab one. Pull it.
What's the name?
Yele Rahman.
Put this back inside.
What?
Put it back inside.
No, he won. Now we can't do that.
He's begging. He's on his knees.
How did that happen?
So am I putting it back?
Are you serious? He won it.
Yeah, serious? He did.
No. He gets it.
Should we just give it to him?
He gets it. He gets it.
You're here.
He gets it. No, he doesn't matter. He doesn't matter.
He's on his knees.
Nah, he gets it. He gets it, bro.
Why did I even put his name in?
You got to I don't think that's fair.
Why don't you think? Okay.
Give it to him. Okay. He won a fair and square.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yele Rahman. Let me get the name again. I should have showed you guys because you just probably think I was cheating.
No, it was Yele.
Yeah, that's a bit annoying still.
Why?
I thought it was going to be somebody, someone. Hey, you got somebody. Yeah, no. God bless you.
That's kind of rude.
Yele Rahman.
Well done. Okay. Give him a bomb. Just give him one bomb. Yeah,
just one. Not two. Just one. You get one bomb.
You got two bombs.
Two bombs. You know what? Yeah. You got three bombs there, bro.
Yeah, brilliant.
Well done, pal.
So, yeah, you'll be winning your money soon.
How much did you even win?
Oh, probably like 4 euro.
Go back to the episode and count how much we dropped.
But yeah,
you should make that thing, Make them go back.
God, I know.
They will lie.
Yeah. So what should Christian women be wearing?
Nah, Dave, what's going on?
What?
Dave, what's going on? Dave, what's going on, Dave?
Let me look at my TL.
Yo, what?
My TL! The timeline!
Are you not going to answer me?
Nah, Dave, where did that question come from?
She wear clothes. The same way men should wear clothes. Moving on.
Dave, let's call that about. I don't want to be.
Yo, bro, why did you ask that question?
I don't want the police.
Like, what?
I don't understand where that came from.
Wait, is that the topic you wanted to talk on?
No.
Christian women should wear clothes the same way Christian men wear clothes.
Cut all this part out.
No, you don't need to.
We are going to cut all this part out. We are. I don't want to be policing women's clothes.
No.
Thank you.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't police. Did you police women's clothes?
I did not.
I didn't
police. Guys, your head when he asked the question, our reaction.
Yeah.
So this is David's views, not where's your head at Pascal for you, okay?
Just the views of. No, hold on. Why did you ask the question?
I just thought.
Tawa.
Okay.
That's gonna be a good question.
Transition.
Okay, moving on.
Very bad question.
Very, very, very bad. Disastrous.
Let me
catastrophic.
My wine.
I used to drink that wine.
Yo, that's been in the office since 2018, bro.
Oh, your stomach won't be okay tomorrow.
It's tea.
I promise you.
This is what they use for anointing. Oh, is it anointing?
Oh, you don't use Pure Heaven. Yeah. We use Ribena.
Shloe.
No, we use Ribena.
We used Ribena as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, so you guys are not advanced now.
Oh, what do you use?
Pure Heaven now.
That's gone off.
I am proud of yourself.
Oh my god.
Anyways, okay, so a better question for you. What do you do?
What do you mean?
Like what do you do? Talk to us.
I do nails. My name is Leah's Nails on Instagram.
It'll be right here.
Right there. So yeah, I just did nails. I started in September 2019, so last year, when I took the year out of uni to focus, and I don't know, basically to round everything up, I hate working, so I figured out the best way to make money is to not work for someone else in it. So
my guy,
that's dope.
Good mindset.
And yeah, how's that been going? You've been doing bits in it.
Yeah, it's gone good. It's gone way better than I thought it would. I was so nervous at the beginning because I didn't think I'd get support, but my mates were cool.
Oh my god,
do you do fellas nails as well?
Some.
No, I won't lie, she did her nails.
She did my nail once.
Hey, hold on, why did you say some?
My toys.
Why did you say some?
Because
No,
I know why.
We should put it at the back of the screen. Should we put it at the back of the screen?
No, that's bad. That's mean. But
they won't know.
No, that's
they
won't know the person. Actually, I'm gonna.
He says it's okay.
They won't know the person, so we'll put it there so you know why.
This is why. That's why you don't do
some. Yeah.
Some men.
It's so scary.
Yeah, but
some men fit talking like this. Scary.
Yo, what do you think? Spider-Man. Like, no. Would it be weird though as well? Like, do you think it's weird the guy booking to get his nails done?
Nah, did you not see that video with Mally Music? Terrell, he had his nails done. Yeah. It was white.
Like, painting his nails
white? Yeah, he did. Look at the video again.
Who Mally did?
Yeah, Mally did.
And TD Jakes paints his nails as well.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what? I didn't see that. Yeah, no, he just does his clear and shiny.
Big T dejection. I paint his nails. Nah.
Bro, have you guys gotten like pedicures and stuff done?
Yeah.
Well, she did my nails before.
I did a manicure.
I will get my nails done.
Very nice.
And my toes.
Well, I went to a pedicure one time. Me and Andy. It was great. Put me legs in the yolks.
He sounds so excited.
Bro, it was lovely.
But she's scared.
What?
But she's scared.
Why would she be scared?
I think she's trying to say your nails sound
cool. My nails, what are you talking about?
Let's see them.
No, your toenails.
But I take care of my feet though.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I cut my nails like maybe 2 weeks or so.
How do you feel about guys who have like rotten nails? Like just like
yo, that's
black
a big turn off.
Yeah.
Do you ever see those long pinky?
Yeah.
Oh, apparently that's for drugs.
Uncle? Drugs, yeah, to take
the cocaine.
Coke. Yeah.
I saw a different skill.
Yeah.
So all my friends are doing drugs.
Yeah, drugs.
Okay. Now, obviously, you're our first female guest, right?
Yeah.
And we're actually excited to have you in. Yeah.
Whatever.
Real talk.
We're excited.
No. We're
so jolly.
Yeah, but
okay. You sound bad. You sound like that was
jolly.
Yo, real talk here. What about guys that? What do guys do that you women hate?
Ooh, okay.
I think we'll be shouting that we hate a lot of stuff.
Okay, let's go.
This is your. Be the woman's voice that counts on you now.
Well, I'm very different though, I feel like.
Everyone's different. I'm different. Yeah.
No cap, I am.
Okay.
Well, okay, what's some things? Hygiene is really important for me. So the long nails, if it's dirty, obviously you can have your bad day, it's cool, but if I'm seeing you every day and you're dirty, sorry. My biggest pet peeve is BO.
You have no excuse
to come out of the shower.
God bless you. God bless
you. You have no excuse to come out of the shower and still smell.
You have no excuse. That's my biggest turn off. Your shoes.
Can I butt in there, please? You know,
are you trying to defend BO?
No. Never. Do you think it's worse if a girl smells?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is it worse?
Why?
Because she's a girl. Like, upkeep yourself. Guys should not smell as well. Definitely not. But girls.
No, but guys naturally sweat easier than girls. Yeah. I don't know what the biology is behind it, but it is naturally, guys naturally sweat way more profusely than girls.
Okay.
Big word.
So is deeper if a girl smells?
If a girl smells, even I'm turned off.
You have an experience or a few.
Oh, let me give you one.
taking the piss.
Let me give you one.
For real?
No, I'm shocked.
Yes.
So, obviously, right now, man's in the cinema. Okay? I'm in the cinema. And obviously, you know what? I'll be honest. It was them dates. I was like, let's see how this goes. I'm not 100%.
Sorry, let's see.
I'm 50-50, right? So, we're sitting at the back of the cinema.
Back, yeah?
Yeah, you know how the thing goes.
Apparently, they have cameras in the cinema.
Yeah.
Do you see that video on Twitter?
I've seen on Twitter.
Relax, bro.
She was too excited. Okay, so listen, I'm at the back of the cinema, whatever, watching the movie. She wasn't interested in the movie too much, innit?
Mm.
Okay.
Say no more.
So she's. You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Say no more.
I don't know what you're talking about, my girl.
I don't know.
We were in the championship and things were going to go to the Premier League.
Quickly,
she doesn't. She's trying to spell it out for her.
Don't say it now.
Okay.
So she wanted things to go to the Premier League,
to the
Champions League.
Champions League is the main event. Premier League. She wanted things to go Premier League.
Wait, doesn't it go like Conference Champions League then Premier League?
Tommy doesn't even know.
Tommy doesn't even know.
Yes.
Why aren't you into football?
Oh man,
Every man should be into football. Just saying.
Do you feel that if a man is not into football, he's not a man?
Yeah.
Wow!
I knew she was gonna say that.
Anyways, yeah, everything.
That's how you feel about me.
But what I meant, was that she wanted to take things.
Shoe fit.
in the boots fit. Yo, so she wanted to take, things a little bit further. Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously, I was
next
like,
level.
I didn't really mind too much, innit.
Oh God!
Listen. So she's wearing some jacket or something. Yeah. She pulls it down. Easy. She proceeds to take the one sleeve off.
Mm-hmm.
Now her sleeve.
Bro, it was a whiff, wasn't it? It was a whiff. I know.
It was us. It was a breeze.
No, bro.
It was a breeze. Yeah. I did. Bear in mind, I have a blocked nose. I did this. Say, this isn't me. No, I'm good. I'm all right. And she did this too. like a part of blowing. So now the smell is in the air now, yeah? I'm thinking, nah, this cannot be her. So what I do? I said, let me whisper in her ear. Let me just get closer to know.
Yeah.
I just came in close. I said, let's leave.
Damn.
God knows, we left that cinema quick.
Damn. If he's talking about you and you know he's talking about you, fix up.
If the shoe fits,
wear it.
Like, how do you
see? I'm very shady. I'll just buy them perfume.
Nah, they won't use it. No, how do you actually say it? No,
sometimes
perfume
doesn't help people. You know that?
No, it doesn't. Do you know what it is?
It's like your odor, like your skin stinks.
People smelling isn't necessarily you not showering, though.
You know what? I feel like it.
Wait, what did he?
So your skin stinks. That's wild.
I think. Do you know? I think after a while, the smell just attacks itself.
Is this what it's like being in the podcast?
I think after a while, the smell just attaches to you, and you just that's just.
And it's their clothes as well. Sometimes
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, a lot of time it's clothes.
Like when you finish cooking, wear new clothes.
Sometimes it's not about them showering because people actually shower. But if your mom, my mom taught me. I know. But
see,
my mom
your
taught
routine
me
in the shower that really determines a lot of what? Stuff.
How do you shower?
What?
How do you shower?
What do you mean?
Like armpit balls.
No.
Pass.
What's first? What's second?
No. You start with your face
I'm on
first.
The podcast.
Always.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Start with your face first, and then you work your way.
No, I don't go on my face first, bro.
Really?
I go with my hands.
Yeah. Legs.
Legs. Hands.
Torso.
Okay. Yeah. I go hands, body, all the way down.
So wait, Dave, you're telling me you scrub your balls, then you scrub your face?
No, I use a sponge to scrub my. I use a sponge to scrub down there.
So what do you use for the rest of your body?
My hands.
What?
Yes.
Wait, you use your,
use your hands
to scrub your body?
To scrub your body?
No, I use my hand to scrub my face.
To my
face. I use a sponge to scrub my body.
Okay.
I thought
that's
you said you use your.
You said
balls.
I scrub my balls first and then I. Yo, let's not talk about balls. Yeah.
I always start on my face. I have a face wash.
Okay.
It's called charcoal.
Yeah, I use that.
See, no pimples.
Yeah, you're actually a fine boy, dude.
Good skin.
You're fine boy,
Tommy, anyway. You're paying, man.
And he's looking for a wife, by the way.
One more time. Oh, my guy, relax. One more time.
I should say you're paying again.
Yeah, one more time.
Shut up, man. So.
Okay, what else is the turn off? What else is it you don't like from guys?
No manners.
So a rude guy.
I can't stand
it. You have manners?
Badly. 100%.
No, it's not. Badly. She's the nicest girl I know.
As in?
You don't spoil her image. Don't spoil her image now. She's the nicest
you
girl.
You are coming with smoke. Don't worry. We're building up the momentum.
I hear you.
Yeah. Let's go.
She said, let's go.
That's scary me.
No, but no manners. How dare you open the door? You walk before me. Are you mad?
Whoa.
Like that. So you like a guy
there
to
is
hold the
you
door.
Will.
So you like him.
Empty it.
Put it in
there. You know, I was contemplating saying the word.
I'm so sorry, guys. Chuchi that didn't make it. Laura. Me.
God bless. I like the way you even put it.
Thanks for sharing it, guys. You will win it next time.
Listen, I can't. Like, so you like someone that's that word?
Wait, what word were you trying to say?
Chauffeur.
No,
That's whoa. Put money in
that's
there.
That's not what I was going to say.
Put money in there.
That's like a shop.
Put money in there.
No, because you said you want a guy that opens the door.
Drop the cash. Drop the cash.
I was going to say.
The word is chivalry.
Yeah, that's the word.
Oh, yeah, that's a...
So fuck
never off. Heard of that word.
Yeah, like, I don't know. How... Don't open the door and you walk and I don't walk. Or like if I'm walking with bags and you let me struggle with the bag.
Yeah. Imagine he opens his door and he closes and he walks
out. Can you imagine? Little things like even if I'm walking on the road, my mom always taught me the man should stand
closer to the road. Yeah.
Yes, so
I found that out in like college and I was, nah. I was shocked.
I think I was there when you found out.
Wait.
I think I was there.
I was
there
like,
when you
what do you mean, so watch? Not die first.
Bro, we were in the corner. We were in the corner. No, but we were in the corner when we had that conversation.
Yeah, I was like,
you guys want me to die? So wait, my life is less important.
Yeah. But now I understand, innit?
So we should stand. We should stand beside the road.
Did you not know that before?
No, I did. Oh, good. But is that what you expect from a guy? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's taking a piss.
All right, cool.
No, wait, no, not that. Yeah. Okay, yeah, as in just so, little things like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you expect things from us, should we expect things from you?
Like what?
I knew that's the road he was going.
No, that's just normal things.
Like what? I gave you examples. No, I gave you examples. So
what else do you know? Like, I don't want to give my examples.
No, give me examples. No, don't give me examples. Don't give me examples.
Why?
Because I know it's going to be mad. I know it's going to be mad. I know it's going to be mad.
What else do you not like?
Oh, what else do I not like? What else? Someone that's not Christian. Big turn off.
That's standard.
Not even Christian, though. You can say you're a Christian one thing. It's another thing to actually be in the faith.
Remember we were at that... Were you there? No, you weren't there. Dave, you were there. One birthday party or something.
Mm.
And I saw a girl.
Yeah.
And then I asked someone. And then she said. Yeah, and then I said.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I always forget we're on a podcast. Anyways, we were at a birthday party. Yeah. And we're vibing. Games.
You and this girl?
No.
Just okay. the whole
we
spot.
We were on the table.
Was I there?
No, you weren't there.
No.
And she was on another table. And I caught her walking in. I was like, who?
What's this? You know when someone walks in and say, wow, let's go with the glory.
Then I asked my female friend that was there, like, who's this girl? And then she said that so and so, she goes to this college, she's this age. And then she said she's a Muslim. And I said, okay, that's enough. No need to talk anymore.
That's so wild, isn't it? Like religions.
Like this
just,
is like all attraction was out the window.
Just because of like, and it's not a bad thing. It's like it's a preference.
It's my, not even preference, it's just me.
So many things. Someone that's talentless. How can you be talentless?
In what sense?
Just walking his life with no talent.
How?
No,
but how like, possible?
But like, what if the talent don't align? What if he was like a painter? Would you?
Yeah, that's fine. But don't just wake up. There's actually people out there that, like, I do believe like. Some people like 9 to 5 and stuff. I'm for it, like 100%. But I personally am attracted to someone who has something
ambition,
not even talent.
Yeah, no, do you know?
Play football,
I get
sing,
what she means.
Be a musician.
I don't know. Do you know people that don't do anything outside of work?
Yeah,
like
I know
that's
people
scary.
Like
you just work and that's just it. Like
that's so scary.
You don't even have like you don't play any sports.
But the talent may be work.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they're good at.
Like a doctor.
No,
you can't say that. No,
you guys said what I'm personally, my preference.
I'd like someone that has another.
Yeah, something. After.
Something going on for the. So
not necessarily, but just there's an additional interest.
Hobby.
If you want to call it that. You get what I mean? Like, no, some people literally, bro, dead ass, yeah?
Yeah.
They finish work, they go home, they sleep, I wake up, I repeat. There isn't anything else that you do.
Or be interested in something. Like, I know people who, they do the 9 to 5, but they're really into football. They may not play it. They follow the sport. Do you get me? Like,
that's
just,
not talent.
No, I'm not saying talent, but I'm saying some sort of an interest in something. Don't just be living.
Everyone has an interest.
In what?
Shock you.
Not everybody has an interest,
everyone
bro.
Has an interest.
No, they don't.
It might not be what you may like. So there might be interest. Yeah, let's. I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
Were you going to flop?
No, because I was going to say something mad.
I'm
not going to say that. No, okay. On this platform.
No, but
no
I hear you. Someone that kind of like does something else.
Yeah, do something. I don't know. Like, what else do I... Just, I like a softie, I can't lie. So I like someone that... Wait, listen,
We know.
I like someone that's rude. to everybody else.
Girls always love this
but
thing.
But nice yeah. to me.
They want that bad boy, but to them, it's yeah. a sweet one.
100.
I heard that.
That's every 100. Girl.
But don't guys like that with girls?
No, guys... Wait, what, do you guys like that with girls? With girls, that's rude.
Not rude. That's but ugly. Like, no, nah. not rude, but not like, hi, my friend, hi. Do you want
no,
to be
no,
my
no,
friend?
No, don't like
that. Oh, I don't like that. Remember... I can't say that one.
Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah, hold yourself back today, bro.
I just can't, lads. I just, honestly. Yeah, but what, you don't like guys that have no talent, yeah? Because <I'm trying to> so, you know people get onto you.
What do you mean?
Like, no one has gone onto you.
In terms of what?
Since we started this podcast. No.
Actually, no, that's a question.
It's been banned.
Does yeah? anybody ever DM you guys and say you're mad?
A few people have done that to me still.
You.
Oh, yeah. People have come on to him, but like, for me, I don't think. I won't even reply.
No, it's not like people that you don't know, it's people you know.
What did they say though? Like, what was the last one like someone got onto you for? What was it for? If you remember.
Can't say it, man.
Oh my gosh.
Is there anything you can say?
I taught this podcast, yeah. I taught you lot like edit stuff, but these lot are actually mad the flesh. These are crazy.
Real life raw. What,
real life like, madness. What,
like, it's not as if you don't know us.
No, I know you, yeah, but I taught like.
Even now, if you're pretending. You.
Me?
I had me. What's on your neck?
Hardly, never. Bro. I already done damage to my name.
You had some conversations today.
Yeah, some wild ones. Some wild ones.
No, you.
Me? Milo. What did I say?
What didn't you say?
Like what?
You're very toned down right now.
Really?
Really?
You were live the other day, remember?
Can I say what you did?
No, that's rude. I'll just say, basically, I have a Finsta.
Okay.
And my close friends are in it, and I just went live with the girls.
Okay, what did you do in the live?
I just vlogged.
And what did you do in the vlog?
I showed them like my family.
Okay. Leaving out bare details.
What?
Did you show them your family doing what?
No, they.
We'll save you the stress.
Are you guys hot?
Yeah, I think it's only you.
No, what do you think? Okay, I don't obviously. Well, when it's gonna be released will be last week. The girl who, Lani, who did the YouTube Smasher video Pass. Smasher Pass.
Yeah.
What do you feel about that whole thing? Especially the girl who said, you know that girl. The okay. one that said the pregnancy.
Oh, you only got big because you lost your
child. Oh, yeah, that was
mad.
Rude.
That was mad.
That was really. I think though, regardless, the responsibility is on Lani.
Yeah.
She recorded it, edited it, and uploaded it. Do you get me?
She's looking for clout and she got it.
No, I don't think she's looking for clout.
You don't think so?
Nah. Because I follow her. She's just crazy.
She's looking for clout.
She's crazy. Yeah.
So, to put someone like that out there, this is just what she does.
The girl, you know, the one that was in the checkered.
The yellow.
Yes, she's looking for clout. Because she's going on around saying how Lani forced them to say this and that. So that's clout chasing. But I think Lani, there's some girls who are just naturally crazy. And I think Lani is.
I was on the timeline and I saw that Lani and what's the girl that got surgery done?
Renee.
Yeah, that they're friends, no?
Yeah, they're cool. But
so
Renee
why would you let someone that's your friend, why would you let people speak about your friend like that?
I don't think they were friends. Renee always used to come for her though for a while, but Lani was really chilled out. Like she never really. I'm speaking so slow because I don't want to flop.
No, don't worry. God will support you. God support you.
See, wait.
You flop, you just pay now. It's not a big deal.
You have business.
next question.
I hear you. You see those things. Yeah, like would you ever? Obviously, I don't think any of us on this table would do something like that for, like, our boys.
Why?
But that's even cringy. Yeah, but say it was bare funny, though.
What? Nah, still no.
Like, you did a video. You did a video now.
Yeah.
In the moment, you didn't see it as disrespect, didn't it?
Yeah.
But it was properly funny, and you released it. And then when it got released, then people started saying, oh, wait. Because you know sometimes you release something, and then you see, like, then people see, like, the fault in it.
Yeah,
and then you realize, oh, this is bad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, so do you even fault her a little? Like, do you give her a little bit of like, Maybe she didn't see.
I do, because what that girl said is mad. You only got clout because you lost your baby.
And she caught that out.
Then she released it after.
Yeah, but then she released it after.
Yeah, wild, yeah.
But she wasn't going to release it, though. She released it because Renee came for her.
But you can't say that. You can't say, I didn't release this, but here you go anyway. No matter what the context is, you still put it out.
Even sent to her privately, maybe.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? If you want to have a private conversation.
But Renee didn't come for her privately. Renee came for her publicly. And if the whole of the UK and maybe some of Ireland is coming for you, you're going to do anything to try to clear up your name quick and sharp. So that was probably her first instinct is to clear up her name.
She made it worse.
She did.
Yeah. But listen, the way people are like getting onto her, it's a bit too much.
Lani?
Yeah,
man.
She made the
mistake.
Relax.
And if you go on YouTube, and you type in Smash Her Pass and put Renee beside, you see bare, like, low key YouTubers who'd bash Renee. It's just because Lani was on back chat and she's a bit bait. Yeah. That's why she's getting heat, but everyone else should get heat as well.
It's not even right. Why are you just going on YouTube?
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, it's a bit mad.
But you know that Smash Her Pass game, You see the way, like, they bash, like, Nella Rose, that. Adeola or something.
Adeola Patron. Yeah.
You see the way they're big, they're out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should they be prepared to receive that kind of?
Yeah.
To be honest,
that's what comes with it.
Yeah, you're always gonna come. That's always gonna come with it. You know.
As horrible as it is, you have to be prepared to receive it.
Put yourself out there.
But like, the truth is, I will never understand why people do that in the first place.
Like, we won't be the type who go, "Oh, smash or pass." It's stupid.
It's a bit wild, isn't it? Yo. Real talk, have you been cancelled before? Or have you been, outraged? Yeah, talk about that, let them know.
Oh yeah.
Go.
What'd you say?
So, wait, no, I'm not going to say what I said.
Okay, yeah, you're going to say what you said.
So I said, a minute. But like, obviously.
I can't remember what you said.
Let's just go. You kind of went at your own people.
I didn't go at my own people. I had an opinion of my own people.
Okay.
Gosh. Wait. Okay, anyways. Yeah, okay, cool. But it was all just bants, innit? Because it's like you saying something about your bad people.
Yeah.
But it's like, if I was saying something about another tribe.
It's different.
It's different. Yeah, I was saying, it's like me saying coming for Filipinos. It's just like, I don't know. Like, I slag them all the time, whatever. But anyways, I didn't see anything. Obviously, I see why people are angry now and whatever. But back then, I didn't. So I tweeted something. And I went off Twitter. Because back then I used to tweet reckless. But I tweeted something. And then I just went off Twitter and I was going back my day. I was doing nails. And then all I see is Tommy hit me up and goes, "Yo, are you good?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm good." Then Aura calls me. She goes, "You're really, are you okay?" I was like, "I'm fine." Then my friend Jenny, she was like, "Are you good?" I was like, "I'm okay." And then Tommy goes, "Yo, pre-Twitter." I pre-Twitter. And I promise you lot, over 100 quote tweets, comments, likes. I was like, what did I do? And then Nigerian Twitter came for me. That's when I was canceled.
When
Nigerian,
you don't want that.
Never.
You don't want that smoke.
No. They came for me in Yoruba. One person said to me, in English, they go, "Maybe you would die and resurrect the Yoruba or dare." I was like, oh, all right.
Whoa.
But they came for me. I thought it was funny. Like, I was just, not funny as in like what I just found it funny how everyone's coming from me. I was just laughing. And then someone just goes, "Just take it down." I was like, "All right, take it down." But I personally was not crying or anything. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, man. Yo, so we were talking about this earlier, about the, I don't know, a while ago, right? Neo got his girlfriend to get her,
His situation was crazy.
Yeah. He
got his girlfriend to get her tube tied. He said he didn't want kids.
Yeah.
Then he left her.
Uh-huh.
Then the next girl he got with, he had a kid with her.
So deep.
With her or with him?
They had together. A kid together.
Like, he had a girlfriend.
But he said the girl that he got with, he had a kid.
So listen,
he had a girlfriend.
He was in a relationship with the girlfriend.
He got her to get her tubes tied
because
he didn't want to have kids.
Broke up with her, got with somebody else, and had a kid with her.
I'm bear in mind, getting your tubes tied, I don't think it's reversible.
I'm not sure actually. I think it might be.
I don't think it is.
People say it's permanent.
I think it. You
can't. Is that
nothing is irreversible?
is that something you could do?
Get my tubes tied. Yeah, why not?
Oh, okay.
Go for it.
Like, say your man just says, like, I don't want to have kids anymore. Like,
after my third or maybe fourth, if God.
But bear in mind, he has an option to
No, I don't want him to snip anything. Let it be in good condition.
it's reversible. It can reverse.
Yeah, I've got
it. Oh, yeah. Tubal ligation reversal.
Yeah. Okay, I was thinking like, yo, if
then
she,
that's calm though. Yeah. That's calm. So why is she crying? Oh, cause oh no.
No, imagine.
No, that was a bit. Yeah, cause
can you imagine?
Yeah. So sorry about that thing. She has the right to cry. She has the right to cry.
But yeah, I would. Why not? Or I get the patch.
Is
it a patch? The bar.
The bar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I get that.
Lawyers.
But that's still like.
That must be funny.
Yeah. But that's still not like 100% effective, by the way.
It is. Well, 99.9.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm going to be.
No, like, I know someone that's.
Yeah, like, I know people who get.
For
like,
real?
Yeah.
I know someone who got. I was in work. And she just goes, Tommy, look, it's in my arm. And she had a kid.
Yeah.
How the. Yeah. Do you know how it works?
I don't know how it works.
Because it's in the.
It secretes hormones, isn't it?
What?
Like it has to do with your hormones anyways. Oh, yeah. So you don't ovulate? Oh, I used to be good at stuff like this. Something like you won't ovulate, so you won't
No, we hear you.
Yeah, but what was funny?
No, we just
I used to be good at stuff like this.
It was funny, funny.
You're a funny girl.
Yeah, funny girl. Funny babe.
But oh my days, this combo being lads sitting in this seat, yeah, with these three lads, you need mental, physical, spiritual strength.
You reckon?
Dad. Yeah, badly.
We're not that bad now, are
you? You look horrible.
You reckon?
Horrible. I'm so sorry, yeah. Horrible. Why won't you guys snip?
I'm a man. I don't want to ask.
I'm so well.
I wouldn't ask my wife to get a tube side.
Yeah, neither would I.
Oh, so you take the heat?
I wouldn't do either.
Yeah.
So what would you do?
What happens?
Let the Holy Spirit lead.
That's not that's unfair. Because you lot can just have one little accident and think it's calm, but we have to carry a child for 9 months.
I hear you.
So
it actually isn't fair.
If women can get the bar, you lot can snip.
To be honest.
Snippity snip.
You're asking for too much.
How are we asking for too much?
But snipping is not reversible.
How does it work? What are they snipping?
The sperm duct.
Vessel.
The sperm what? Flop.
No.
Flop. Vessel. Blood vessel. They're slipping your sperm duct.
Sperm vessel.
Sperm duct.
That's not bad.
Come on, bro.
No. Term. Don't let him get away with this.
Come on, bro.
Sperm don't let him get away with this, Tommy. Vessel. It's sperm duct.
Sperm duct.
Is it sperm duct?
Doctors and nurses.
Doctor.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. He's looking at me. Thank you.
Sperm vessel exists. Yeah. I don't know if
they don't snip your sperm vessel, do they? Sperm duct, no?
Sperm duct, yes. Sperm duct.
Yeah.
But then does that come make that inside. Less pleasurable is for the vessel? Man?
Is it a vessel?
It is a vessel.
Thank you very much.
No, guys, you're saying kinda. You're not sure, bro.
This is a doctor, guys. Thank you. Moving on. You're always saying.
But does that make it less?
I'm annoyed.
So I'm going to check again. Keep talking. I don't trust you. I'm here graduated.
What are you saying? Though?
Oh, I was saying, does that make it less pleasurable for the man?
No. Apparently, it doesn't affect that at all.
Yeah, so you lost snippet it.
It's not reversible, though.
So, you're not, well, like, if I'm not having kids with you, you're not having kids with anyone else.
Shock you. No, I did not mean that.
Yeah, you did.
That's a true heart.
What's wrong with me today?
You're beaten.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is.
You're beaten.
But, so see that whole thing of like, your mom wants you to get something done, mm-hmm. right? Do you feel like a man kind of take that a bit too far? Like, start policing what you wear and stuff like that.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, stuff that you... I mean, say he doesn't want you to be out. Okay, Kirk Franklin, right? I remember the video. He said, like, he didn't want his wife to be out after 8 o'clock.
For what reason?
Because, he was just like...
She's not a kid.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Like,
that's weird, though. I think that's weird.
I'm just saying this happens. Do you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't want his wife to be out after 8 o'clock because he fears the worst. So he doesn't... Like, not that he doesn't allow her out. It's just like...
Yeah.
He, like... Crime. She doesn't... She's back at 8 o'clock every day.
Crime still happens in the morning.
I know, but I'm just saying, like,
well, fear is in her going to another man, or fear is in crime.
Crime, like something happening to her because she's small.
So, oh, actually, yeah. That's
so
cute.
So your man. Okay, right. So say, hey guys, it's a girl. She said it's cute.
No, but wait. Listen, it depends on the angle you come. Is it like you're not allowed to stay out till 8 p.m.? But if my man, my boyfriend, or whatever says to me, oh, like, I just don't feel comfortable when you're out past 8 because it's dark, and I know what men are like.
No, saying it like that, that's
yeah, that's fine.
That's kind of what it is.
Like, oh, is that how you said it?
Yeah,
I thought you said like,
oh, yeah,
put,
that's what
put
I was
a curfew on.
No, but he's like, he doesn't want
yeah,
her.
You cannot want her,
eight.
But you can't like,
can you
stop her from going.
Are you my dad?
To like dinner yeah. with our girls or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So like those type of guys kind of like that have like, oh, I don't want you, and they have the reasons for it. I'm like, mm-hmm. do you like, how do you feel about that? Like guys kind of having like, I don't want you doing this. I don't like you doing this.
Context.
Context, yeah.
Mm. Give me an example.
Okay, you think that Craig Franklin one was okay?
Yeah, I think that's cute, actually.
I don't like the way you dress because it makes me feel uncomfortable.
You're insecure.
She's not lying, bro.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. Nah,
really?
Nah. Well, actually,
she's not lying.
But
the way insecurity is a big part.
Insecurity is a big part of it. Do you get what I mean? Because I feel like regarding what she said, yeah, some people just take that too far. Do you get what I mean? She could still be modest, and because you're insecure, you're like, oh,
yeah,
I don't like her. Yeah, yeah, do you know what I mean?
But don't be that way with your, like,
no, like, yeah. Obviously, don't be crazy with it. Do you get what I mean?
Everything's shown, and yeah,
but I feel like, so my boyfriend has said before, like, oh, I don't want someone else seeing what could
it's
potentially be what I could see, yeah. And I get that. But if I'm wearing this shirt and you're stressed about my arm. Please go to the doctor. Nah, some men are too insecure, and that scares me.
Over
like,
the top, innit?
Yo, like, even the older generation, like, the wives can't, like, for example, my mom, yeah, she's a pastor's wife.
Okay.
But my dad comes from an angle of, like, what will people say? So my mom can't wear ripped jeans in outside church. Come rain, come sunshine, she's wearing jeans, long jeans.
Damn.
Do you get me? Or, like, a top that's, like, shows a bit of her chest or whatever upper body she can't wear, and she like sometimes feels a bit like some type of way about it, like just because I'm a pastor's wife doesn't mean I should be caged.
Yeah.
And I think that's my dad's personal problem personally, but like
how is her dad like the same way on Finsta?
No, but it's just a bit mad, isn't it? But yeah.
Nah,
but yeah, like, I don't know, that whole dressing thing, I think each to their own. And another thing is, right, a guy can't approach a girl knowing she dresses a certain type of way then get offended that she's dressing that certain type of way. Do you get me? Some men, you knew I wear clothes that are revealing, now you're angry.
That's what drew you to her.
Nah, I agree.
Yeah, that's facts.
Chances are, like, you're speaking to her because of how she dressed.
Yeah.
And what, I get where how you want.
What is like her. Your turn off in regards to how a lady dresses?
What's the turn up?
For the most part, I don't care. Just be modest.
Be modest.
Do you know what I mean?
What is modest? Because modest changes nowadays, isn't it?
I don't know women's clothes to tell you. To be honest, you know what I mean?
Like, don't be always like just showing off your assets. You understand?
But is that like, what if she's wearing? She's covered up, but she's wearing super tight clothes.
That's so she like. It's you have a, her
no,
curve.
That's just her body.
So you don't have a problem with that?
No, that's just her body. You can't like see a big chested girl now. If she wears a turtleneck,
yeah.
Girls
will, guys will look at her breast.
Okay.
But if a not so big chested girl wears a turtleneck, it's normal.
It's calm.
Yeah.
So it's her body.
Yeah.
You can't
really
say much.
So you could be saved and sexy.
Oh, 100% badly.
He wanted to say that all along.
You've been waiting to
say that all along.
110%. Yeah. And guys, you too. Don't be saved addressing like you're homeless, man. That annoys me so much. I went chinos. In 2020.
No, have you ever seen them guys that get saved?
2020.
And their drip changes.
Yes,
it's not drip anymore.
Yeah.
It's not drip anymore.
The drip is in silence.
Bro,
check out.
All of a sudden, they start wearing the, you know, the Chelsea boots.
Yeah, Chelsea boots. Yeah.
That annoys me. Wear your Air Forces, you know, young men. Wear your grey tracksuit bottom with your white Air Forces.
Wait. White grey tracksuit bottoms.
Preference, innit?
Okay. Because I know different reasons, chap. But yours.
Oh yeah, no, that's not me.
Okay, yours is
saved. That's not me. But
that can never be you.
Never, ever.
Ever.
Clean your shoe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Change your boxers, change your shirt, iron your clothes. I don't know, be put together, smell nice. Don't, you're not saved and homeless. You're saved and sexy.
Man.
You get me? Like, yeah, just man.
You can say that again.
Hey,
I don't like what he said.
I swear that's a bit suspect.
Very, very suspect.
Suspect.
Nah,
but
that,
yeah.
Yo, do you think girls actually want guys to be 100% honest with them?
No.
No.
Yes.
No, you don't.
You just said
you don't.
You make, said, the makeup thing wait, we spoke about.
I swear. You just said
you,
lie to me.
You said lie to me.
Listen, that's my one day. That's the one day that I feel beautiful
one
in
day.
All my days. You lot are taking out of context.
Okay, okay. So no, let's move away from the way she looks, right? Say he says, babe, I won't lie, yeah. There's this other girl I've been thinking about for the last 5 days, but I stopped
thinking
about.
You don't say that. No.
Guys, let me finish now. For the last 5 days, I've been thinking about this other girl and how I really want her, but I stopped now.
You can't. You cannot say that. Wait, would you want to hear that?
No.
You cannot
bro,
say
I'm sorry.
That.
You can't say that.
Wait.
I hear you.
Nah, that's I'm no, being 100% honest with you.
Okay, oh, babe, that's too honest. That's too honest.
Would you like your girl that's to mad. Say, yo, babe, I've been thinking about this man for 3 days.
Let me know what your mind, where oh, your yeah? mind is.
Babe,
where's your head at?
Babe, you
leave it.
Babe, you lose it.
Where's your head at, babe?
You actually can't say that.
First of all, there's a demon spirit that's making you think about another woman, so pray about it. Secondly, don't tell me.
You can't say
don't
that.
Don't tell, what? Are you crazy?
I cannot say
they,
that.
No, they didn't born you well. Hey. No way. I'm
okay,
so sorry.
So it's only like, okay, babe, oh, I don't really like your dress today.
Tell me I'm gaining weight. Tell me I'm fat. Tell me I'm insecure. Tell me
but
anything.
Don't tell you I'm thinking about another woman.
Are you crazy?
Like, I haven't cheated yet. I haven't cheated, innit?
You've cheated. Wait, you've
Dave,
emotionally
would you,
cheated.
Would you tell your girl?
Yeah, I would.
You've emotionally cheated. What are you
hold
on
hold
about?
Hold on.
You're honest, bro.
No, listen. Now, obviously, I've given them, obviously, extreme case, yeah? But I would tell... I will let you know where my head is at in terms of like, because if I'm thinking about another girl, okay, 5 days, yeah. Damn, okay, let me take
it.
Like,
bro, you can't see.
Just break up with her.
No, I would let her know. I would let her know. Reason being is because like, I've stopped now. No?
They didn't born you well.
You don't think so?
They didn't born you well.
I don't believe you.
Nah, Dave, you won't.
Do you know what? I believe you would say it, but I don't think you actually would.
No, Dave, I think you tell your boys, but you won't tell your girl. Man, you can't
nah,
tell your
look,
girl,
he
man.
Thinks he'd say it to her, but I know you won't.
Yeah, you can't tell you your
won't.
Girl, man. You can't. That's disrespectful, even, I feel.
Okay,
I feel
say your boys, would you say after, like, 5 years? Like, oh, yeah, now, first year, I was thinking about this other girl.
At that stage.
Mm-hmm. It's still mad to say. It's still mad to say.
At that stage,
wait,
you could still
does
you
things like
it.
This actually happen? No, for
yeah.
real.
Of course they do.
You think,
no,
that,
badly,
you think
no.
everyone is up in the mind and they just look at their wife?
No, we're not talking about wife though. We're talking about relationship.
Wife and a girl.
But you are living 3 days Ireland. Consecutively.
Yeah, wait about
24 hours.
It's very possible. No, you know, like people never discuss the ups and downs of relationships in general.
Yeah, fam.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So like you could have a low point where like you probably don't find your wife attractive.
God forbid, but I reject it in Jesus' name.
Amen,
no,
boy.
But
like
no,
it's possible.
No, it's possible the other way around as well.
Nah, I'm so sorry.
So you believe that you will always find your husband attractive?
Why would you not find me attractive? I'm so confused. If you love me, then you should find me attractive if I'm pregnant or I'm not. You should find me attractive
to
if,
honest,
if I broke
point.
Out on my face or not. If you really love me, do you get
she
me?
Has a point.
That's
okay.
unconditional love.
Said, okay. No, guys.
No. I don't mean it like that. I hear what you're saying. You have a point.
Could it be
mm-hmm.
that I still love you?
No, because I've hated
you have to find out attractive.
I think
attraction
no.
to the body will go away.
No, because
after
no,
a few years,
I've yeah. heard this. I've heard this before.
No, like you won't feel like no. Let me explain myself.
Explain yourself.
Like you won't like look to her face to be attracted to her. You will know her.
No, because
yeah,
I heard.
The reason why I was saying what I was saying is I've heard couples say, look. There was a period of time where I wasn't attracted to my wife.
Anymore.
And then someone else got in the picture. I'm like, I was thinking about her.
Fine.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? I've heard that too many
times. 5 days.
I know, and I've
I don't think
that,
it's right though.
I'm not saying it is right, but I'm just saying it's something that's
happened.
And on both ends.
Would that happen to you?
God forbid, in Jesus' name. Jesus.
No, I actually don't think that's right. I don't
no,
you shouldn't.
It's
you shouldn't.
Not right. I'm so
you
sorry.
Shouldn't. don't know.
It shouldn't
how
be the
can
case.
You not be attracted to me?
It shouldn't be the case. Because no, no, you.
Honestly, let me tell you the truth, but after a while, yeah.
What while? Nah, you lot are moving mad.
Nah, I don't
I'm
think.
Just, I'm just saying what I've heard. Do you get what I mean?
I don't think.
I'm not saying I'm in agreement with it.
Then I think that's the wrong relationship if you don't find it attractive.
Do you think that attraction is physical attraction after you've been.
That's what I'm trying to say. Because I understand what you're trying to say.
So it's, many years.
It stops being that.
No, it won't be physical. Like, you still be attracted. Don't call me Snowden, man. Sorry, that was rude. Why did I say that? Sorry,
Snowden.
Yeah, that's my name. Why did I say that? I think I'm drunk.
Like, no, because I understand what you're trying to say. Because it stops being physical attractive. Yeah. Attraction,
like,
after a while.
You won't be. I can't explain.
What?
Nah, man.
No way. So after a certain amount,
like,
of time,
I had it. Wait,
I'm speaking, guys.
You're not clocking it.
Wait, speak.
How do you mean after a certain amount of time you're not physically attracted to me anymore?
Can I speak?
Go ahead, Snowden.
I was talking to this girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And I didn't find her attractive at all. Okay. At all. There was no attraction there. So the more I talked to her, I was starting to see that attraction.
Okay.
So where did that attraction come from?
Flopped.
Who flopped?
This is my personal opinion, Can't be wrong, right? If you're not attracted to me at the beginning, then you're attracted to me. You're attracted to my personality now.
Okay. No, I started seeing.
You start features. You start finding that buff later on.
Not buff. I was seeing the beauty.
Okay, yeah, so okay. her personality made you attracted to her. Because her nose didn't shift. It still stayed in the same spot. Your mind made you look at her differently. Her body didn't change. So you did not find her attractive.
Personality changes a lot of things.
Thank you.
Badly. Once you start to know someone, trust me, it changes a lot of things.
Badly.
But I wouldn't find someone. No, I can't say that. I cannot say that. I don't know. Yeah. Like, when you're.
Shit.
Oh, God.
I think this is my.
Just take that cash, bro. DJ
Aurelia. My hypothesis.
You said it right.
Continue.
I think if a guy does not find me attractive at the beginning, finds me attractive, the likelihood of him not finding me attractive again is 20-30 times more than a guy who. Yeah, of course.
That's true.
David,
true.
If you've seen a girl that you didn't find attractive on the road, you're not going to approach her.
100.
So 2 years down the line, you may still look at her the same way. Whereas if you found, let's look at Chloe Kitembo. Let's just use her as an example, because that's loud news. And yeah, she's beautiful. Chloe Kitembo, no matter what she does to you, you're never going to say she's ugly.
You know, I hear what you're saying. Because
let me go.
Once she pisses you off, you're going to say you ugly.
No, you're not.
Let me go.
You wouldn't.
Then let me go.
Go.
I promise you guys.
1, 2, 3, go.
Guys, no, I promise you, and I'm being 100%, There's been girls that objectively, I know that beautiful.
I hear what you're saying.
They're beautiful girls. Get to know their personality and they actually stop being beautiful to you. Like, you stop seeing like them. Like, so say like at the start,
Wait, are you climbing back to our point?
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to say, like, so say, lost. Say someone like the girl you mentioned, right? Chloe, Say, okay, we got to know each other now and it's blessed and I'm loving the personality she gave me at the start and all the type of stuff And she switches to some like an actual witch. You're not paying anymore. I'm so sorry.
But at the very beginning, your argument was that after so many years,
you can lose attraction.
You can lose attraction. Yeah, this is a sudden, like, her personality just shifted.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
So it's two different things.
What
about over time her personality shifted?
Then I don't know. That's different. But I personally don't think I can ever say somebody that I genuinely love, I will find you unattractive at some point in your life. Okay. I don't think so.
Okay, but okay, here's what I'm trying to say anyways, right? Because I 100%...
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. One quick question, yeah.
Me?
So you met a guy and he was a particular size physically.
Yeah.
And then he gained weight over the period of your relationship. Mm-hmm. And the person that you originally liked was at a particular size.
Mm-hmm.
So you liked the guy that was was wearing medium-sized t-shirts, mm-hmm. and he wasn't, he didn't have a belly hanging out, mm-hmm. but then he got a belly hanging out, do you think you'd still be attracted to the person?
Yes.
I don't believe that. Cool.
If I ghosted from this guy for 2 years, came back, and he's blown up, maybe. But I was there when you gained 1 kg, 2 kg.
You don't notice it, though.
Of course you notice it. Come on, man. You can see when someone's belly is growing. Over you have time. Noticed it. Okay. And you're still there. I've gained weight. Probably some of us have gained.
But here's the thing. I think it's possible to not be attracted to the person anymore.
I still love them. Maybe this is just you.
And this isn't
a love. Probably just me.
But we're not speaking about love here. This has nothing to do with love.
So you're so are we on about?
That's what I was saying, right? I was trying to say, like, just you could, I attraction. Still love you, but I may not be as attracted or attracted to you anymore. Okay,
it's not about love.
Okay, no, listen.
This doesn't change my love. Whether I'm attracted to you or not, it doesn't change the love that I have for the person. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But it's very possible to be like, I'm not attracted to you right now.
Okay, look.
I'm not attracted to you, but I love you.
No, you can love someone and not be attracted.
Let me give you a story.
Let me give you a real life story. Yeah, one of my guys. Yeah, he had a girlfriend for 2 years. Yeah, sex, everything, doing the bit like, and she was mixed race and everything. So tight, you understand? Just doing this thing every day. Then, I'm telling you, this is what this guy said to me. And here's why I know he's not lying, because he's never said this to anybody. He's like, Dave, I need to tell you something. Mm. All of a sudden, he starts seeing her as a sister.
Jesus.
Nah, that's weird.
Yeah, how? But I'm sure I've never in my life heard of that before.
That's crazy. How? So, how?
All right.
So, you're having sex with someone, how can you see them as your sister? Are you sick in the head?
No. Now, when I mean sister, it's like...
Like close friend.
Like, you know what we call her really our sister? Yeah, yeah. Like, that's how we start seeing
her. But how? Like, what changed?
That's what I'm trying to say. It changed for him.
Weird.
How?
What I'm trying to tell you
is that he was attracted at one stage, and then he stopped being attracted. So he couldn't even have sex with her. She'd be in his bed.
Or is that like what that girl in Love Island called the ick or something?
Yeah, the ick.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Maybe, like, do you know what I mean? You could be attracted at one stage, and then like, and he said he still loved, like, he let her stay in his house, and gave her money, all these type of things there. But he just wasn't attracted, like, physically anymore.
The foundation of that relationship was off.
Yeah, badly.
Guys, you need to start praying that God will teach you how to love somebody.
No, I heard. I do hear that.
Bro, facts.
But I'm still going off the point that you can love and not be attracted.
I'm so sorry.
You can love and not be attracted.
I'm so sorry. I can never look at my mom and say, Mom, I love you. But you're so damn ugly. Regardless if my mom loses weight, regardless if my mom changes any, I will love my mom, and my mom is still beautiful.
Obina, what you're saying is that you can't love ugly people.
No, I'm not. I didn't say that.
No, you didn't say that. That was a reach.
No, let's not get it twisted. I do hear you, like, because that's your heart is pure. Like, it's like, yo, if I see as attractive, forever.
Yeah,
I just think that there's a possibility.
That's actually one of my biggest fears, you know.
Really? Is that why you don't want to accept it as a reality, as a possibility?
Excuse me, don't speak for me. Oh. When did I know?
Well,
Tommy, she's coming for you.
Because you're refusing to accept that it's even possible.
No. I said, you guys even said it's me personally.
What?
You guys even said me personally. I just don't believe that I can love somebody 2-3 years down the line, be married to you, and just all of a sudden I'm unattracted to you, then I don't love you anymore. That's me personally. Do you get me? But it's also scary to me how you guys think, even hearing it today, that you guys can go 3 years later and you're unattracted to me.
I'm just saying.
Yo, that's scary, bro.
It's a likely possibility.
I can still find you beautiful.
I'm not saying I would not do it. What do I mean by that? I don't understand that.
Ask me what I mean.
Wait, what do you mean? Beautiful and attractive?
And beauty, exactly. Beauty is not so much how you look. Beauty is your personality, everything. So I mean, see, you're a beautiful person.
No, Dave, we're talking about physical attraction.
Yeah, I could lose that. You could lose that. No, guys, let's be real, right?
I think men and women are just very different.
Wait, Dave, how is it? I'm so sorry. She gains weight, she starts, like, not taking care of herself.
Yeah, what's changing?
She starts smelling like
you smell like fish all the time.
Yes, sicko.
No, like, what can change for you not to find
one of my friends actually smells like tilapia.
Jeez. Your friends smell like tilapia.
I know.
You're smelling it out. Yo.
So wait.
What can change?
Let me answer. She has, God forbid, she burns her face.
Right.
What's, what are you saying there?
I will still love you and you're still a beautiful person.
But you won't find her attractive.
Guys, let's be real. Do you,
what?
Do you see her and be like, yeah.
Like, what?
Dave, wait, am I bro, being
that's,
wild?
That's, yeah, that's...
What?
Wait, oh guys, my am I being wild? Am
yeah,
I being
badly.
Wild?
Yeah, badly. Yeah,
badly. Yeah. Wait, she has no shoulders. Wait, say she has no... Do you not see that?
I get to...
No, no, no. Do you remember Kevin Hart's show when he said that a lion or something bit her shoulder?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, something about, would you still find me beautiful or something?
Where are you going with this?
I'm just saying, guys. She may be beautiful. She may be a beautiful soul.
That's so scary that you may lose like attraction, this, you
man. Don't say you lot. Dave.
That's so scary. Come
on, be honest, no?
Yeah, but you lot said most guys do that. That's really scary.
Not most guys. No, not most
we
guys.
Never said most guys.
Not most guys.
My point here has been, it's possible.
Let me change my name.
No, because I think that's what we've been saying.
He wants to speak for himself possible. Now.
It's yeah. possible. It's something that's possible.
All I'm saying as well.
If so I've heard it too many times from both parties. Yeah.
That's so scary.
I've heard it too many times from both parties for me to be naive enough to be like, oh yeah, it will never happen to me. It's possible.
Scary.
It will not happen to us in Jesus.
Amen. Right. You say with him.
Men and women are just different, isn't it?
Yeah, men and women are different.
Yeah.
Until you meet some mad women. You see that we're all the same. You're all the same.
Yo, real talk. I think women are crazier than men.
Oh, 100%. But you lot are mad.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, please, man.
You lot are mad. Mad. Scary.
So
you just said that 3 years later, you might not be attracted to your wife.
Not me. In Jesus' name.
But you just...
But it's possible.
It's possible.
That's all I'm saying.
That's so scary.
I hope
guys.
I'm being clear.
No, you're not.
Not possible for me, in Jesus' name.
That's so anyway. Scary. Because God forbid, your wife can get...
I really hope it's not me. I really pray that like that doesn't... I don't believe it would happen to me.
Do you not think that's but why guys cheat? Do guys cheat? Like, as on the no, wives just
cheat guys cheat because they can't stay somewhere.
They have no self-control.
I heard that. I heard
but, you know, going back to that Kevin Hart thing, yeah.
Mm.
And now we made a joke about the shoulder.
Yeah.
Do you think... Because... What did I see during the week now? What did I see during the week now? Come back to me. Yeah, there was someone, there was a comedian that was making a joke about someone's, was it appearance, how they looked?
Okay.
And so they made a joke and later down the line, you found out that this person had cancer.
Oh, jeez.
Damn.
Mad.
So where do you draw the line?
In regards to
that's
what?
That's an innocent joke,
as
though.
A comedian.
Wait, what?
Cause
how would you have known?
Because I've heard that if you see this person, you know that something's wrong with them. It might not have been cancer, but it might have been like the disability.
Mm-hmm. No, like
if you know that something's wrong with them, and they're saying that the comedian knew that someone's actually wrong with the person.
Okay,
if the comedian knew, then you went
joke, it's a sick joke.
So that's too far. How far is too far?
There's no line.
As a comedian,
the line. I think the line is drawn.
The line is very, very visible. Don't talk about someone's body.
No. As a comedian, nah.
You don't watch comedy. You don't watch comedy.
Comedy. Fair enough.
Comedy. I mean, it was Dave Chappelle. Someone them English comics.
The line is drawn by the people that are offended. That's where the line is drawn.
Yeah.
But these days, comedy, like, it's not just the room that hears it.
It's the whole world.
It's the whole world.
Yeah. But like, there's some comedians that say some wild shit and no one gets at them. Yeah.
Real talk, someone's going to make a joke in next year about George Floyd. And it's gonna be to the crowd, yeah, they will laugh.
I hear you, the crowd matters.
Like, have you heard those comics, like, they'll say something crazy and like, we would be mad offended.
But the crowd is laughing,
yeah. Right? And it's like, then they could say something about, okay, so comedians say something about Jesus, I don't find it funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's something about whatever, I don't find it funny. But then there's something that's so far attached from me.
Yeah.
You find it funny.
That's like, I see the funny in that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know. There's no line.
That's what I'm saying.
As a comedian.
No.
It depends on the person. Do you get what I mean?
Like do you think there's a line? Yeah.
You define where the line is for you according to your own values and what, like, you.
You decide what exactly. to laugh at, what not to laugh
exactly.
at.
Yeah.
But you said that he came for someone specifically.
Yeah, like, you know, comics, like, you just look in the crowd and they start, like.
Yeah.
Like you know, what's his name? In Wilding Out, DC Young Fly. Yeah. The way it just comes for random people.
Yeah.
Crowd, like,
yeah.
that kind of a thing.
I just personally don't agree with that. I feel like maybe if you generalize it and say like people who have this, there's 7 billion people in the world, anyone can take offense to it. Do you get me?
Yeah.
But if you point out one person and you're using them as an example, I think there's a big line there. You should never do that. Obviously, comedians do it every single time.
Yeah.
But I just don't think you should. Because someone can have one spot here, yeah, but make them so insecure. Yeah. But to you as a comedian, you make fun of that one spot thinking it's just a joke. But you, that one negative comment on that one spot that makes me so insecure, so insecure, can lead me to do something mad to myself.
To be honest.
But should you go to a show that you know the comedian comes for the crowd? You know what's going to happen. You know why going. And you still get offended.
I don't know. No.
Like, if you know, would you go to a show where you know the comedian could come for me? And I will not be happy with it.
I want to go to that show.
I can't handle
Americans
you like that.
can insult you.
I'm like,
I can't handle
the second you don't laugh.
Yeah, it's gonna go.
Like, I think as a comedian, well, you're not supposed to laugh at, if you make someone laugh at it, you're funny,
that's,
man.
That's the whole point of comedy.
You're funny, man.
Yeah.
The whole point of comedy is like, you know what, this is not funny.
But I'm gonna make it funny.
I'm gonna find the funny in it and make people laugh. Do you get what I mean? Some, I think, like, if anyone drops a joke about George Floyd, is it like you can't justify that? Not, I will not find it,
especially
funny.
To us as black people.
No. Well, you can find someone having skin cancer funny.
No, let me tell you what. Let me tell why the George Floyd thing will run eventually. Is because you think in 2001 September 11th when the plane went into the Twin Towers that anyone's gonna take off. Yeah, I'm gonna make a joke out of it. Now every comedian makes a joke about.
Really?
No, I think that's different.
I don't know
why.
Because George Floyd is one person. Like, you don't know who died in 9/11.
We do.
You don't know the face. We know George Floyd's face. Oh. We saw the video.
Yeah.
We saw how they put his knee on the neck.
I see what you're
saying. We saw. We knew how we felt when we watched the video.
Every joke is not a joke to George Floyd. It's a joke to his family, his mom, his kids.
Yeah, but what about the people who died in 9/11?
We don't know them.
No, but they have family.
We can't put a face to it. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do
hear that. No, I'm not even trying to dispute it.
I don't think I can ever laugh at George Floyd.
I don't even laugh at 9/11 jokes, right? I don't even laugh at them. But I'm just saying the whole crowd is laughing at it 10 years later.
Yeah, but I think the comparison you made with George Floyd is different.
It's different?
Yeah, different.
I can accept that. I'm just saying, like, I'm just trying to use that as, like, it doesn't matter how deep something is.
What you're saying, after some time,
they can make a joke out of it.
Okay.
Coronavirus, they're already making jokes about it. Yeah. And people have died.
Bro, there was jokes about George Floyd when, and it was from white people.
Yeah, see?
And let me tell you what, my brother showed me one, and it was like, he was like, I couldn't find it funny because I knew the seriousness of it, but I understood why, not understood. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But I, like, it was like, okay, white people were sharing it around, like the young kids sharing around and laughing and laughing and laughing. But it's kind of like, I would never ever find, even in 10 years or 15 years, I'm never going to find that funny. Mm-hmm. But they were still finding it funny. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
There was, it's so far.
There was some sort of funny, not in the situation, but they, do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I get what you mean.
You get it?
I feel like the reason why they find it funny is just because it's, you shouldn't find anything regarding.
They're very they're
so detached away from it. For them, it's just kind of like, oh, listen.
It's another person that died.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's what it is to some people.
Right.
Damn.
Yeah. That's what it is. You can't, like, that's just the truth. Like,
yeah.
Just another fella that died.
Anyways, boys, where's your head at?
Bro, I don't even know. We've been all over the shop today.
Yeah, everywhere.
I'm tired.
That's
it. That's my tiredness.
Give us something. Where's your head at?
Men are mad.
Relax there.
Men,
relax.
No, you lot are mad. No, Kyle.
Relax there.
You guys are scary, actually. Yeah, you're really scary.
You know when women said I understand.
You guys are in every aspect of life. Men scare me. Obviously, there's an exception with people in my personal life that I can trust and all, but in general, men are scary. And I think you lot said about
scary in what sense, though?
Ever since.
Wow.
And that thing you guys said about
the attraction thing.
Yeah.
That's scary.
That actually made me deep. Why if my husband actually does not find me attractive?
Nah, but that's not what they say. Beauty is vain. The Bible says that it's gonna fade away.
Yeah. It's
why will it fade away? I'm gonna get pregnant.
It's not something. It's not something that has enough substance. It's not something that has exactly. It doesn't have enough substance to keep me.
Of course.
So love is more important than attraction.
I'm never. When I say attraction, though, I have never once separated love and attraction. They've gone hand in hand for me.
They go in hand in hand. I think that's the problem.
That's the problem.
They can't go hand in hand.
I have a problem.
No, yeah. That's their problem.
That's not what we said.
Problem. That's the listen. Yes. But that's the problem.
No, that is the problem.
So the problem is us women, we put attraction and love together.
Is this what women do, or is this just you?
I think that's what
my friend Claudia is here. Like, yeah. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, back me up.
I'm so confused.
Love and attraction on the same level.
Yeah, my love, like the amount of love I have for you determines how attracted I am to you.
Like, are you talking relationship?
Well, we're talking about physical attraction, no?
Yeah, I'm talking about physical attraction too.
So the more the person is paying, the more,
like,
you love
even,
them.
Even, do you know what? Actually, well, I crept.
The amount
crept
of
said,
love.
Crept said
no,
some,
the amount of love you have for someone will increase the attraction you have for them.
Yes. If I love you, even.
The amount of love, the attraction. I thought you said the more attractive they are, the more love you have.
No.
Okay, so you're saying the other. No, I heard that.
Crept said something. He said that when I saw Sasha carry my baby and saw the sacrifice she sacrificed her body for my child, she became 10 times more attractive to me because of the love that I have for her. That's where I come from.
Miscommunication. I thought you meant the other way around. Yeah. I was like, you can't think that. Not you.
Okay.
I hear that.
But yeah, men are mad.
Facts.
What were you snorted?
And I'm just out here, man. Just living life.
Living love.
Like, men are mad.
Yes.
We need to do better.
100%. Fix up.
Where's your head at?
You're just pandering, bro.
For me, I believe that women are amazing.
Good.
They are queens.
Oh yeah.
To be respected, mm-hmm. to be cherished, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, you lot are blessed though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know.
Women.
Shout out to the sexy, like, you know, sexy I've, saved babes.
I've noticed yet, women that lead like countries, the countries are better. I mean, that lead countries.
Ireland was better. I agree.
Nah, drop that cash. Give her cash.
What she say?
Mm-hmm. Ireland was better with Mary Magdalene.
That deserves a 5 euro note. That deserves
put
a 5 euro
size.
That deserves a Mary Magdalene. That's Jesus' mother.
Put you.
Mary Magdalene is Jesus' mother.
Oh shit. Why did I speak?
There's like 20 euro in there from day one. This is beautiful.
Oh,
this
wow. Beautiful. Yeah.
All right, guys. Peace. Thank you very much.
Thank you.